Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The big news, it was a big game tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks against the Los Angeles Clippers. The defending MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo, against the defending finals MVP, Kawhi Leonard. Both men firmly in the race for the title of best player in the world.
Who was going to the game tonight?
You were going to go. I was thinking about going, even though it's a 7 o'clock start. I would have missed the first half.
Probably,
from here.
Yeah, from where
but
we
I
have
did
to draw.
Contemplate it just to see those two. Now I'm not even thinking about going. And I'm
guess what I did this
going.
Morning?
Yeah,
I sent no Monique. I sent her an email and said thank you, but no thank
no
you.
No need
we'll
to
work
go
to FS1
because Kawhi Leonard's not playing. The Clippers are giving an official reason of that there's some type of knee injury. And the NBA has backed that up. The NBA has said that the Clippers are compliant with the league's rules. They call it the league's resting policy. So here's what
Boulder Dash, poppycock.
Here's what they're saying, Rob.
Nonsense.
They're saying that basically, the Clippers are like, look, we've got a long-range plan, and, you know, this is a part of it. Let me cut through the nonsense.
I was gonna
what
say,
they're
please.
Saying is that Kawhi is damaged goods. Now, I don't think he is, but that's what they're saying. Because they're saying he's damaged goods in that he can't play 82 games or 80 games or whatever. If he does, he's not going to be able to play during the playoffs. And so they're saying we have to manage this knee. We have to manage this injury, and therefore we have to have him hold him out of certain games back-to-backs, hold him out of one half of the back-to-back games, and that's just the way it is. Now, that's what they're saying. I don't believe it. I don't think Kawhi is injured. I don't think he's hurt any more than any other player. Last year I could live with – remember, we sat out 22 games last year. I could live with that because you were coming off a season in which you only played 9 games.
Thank you.
And, you know,
that's
I get that. But you played every game in the playoffs, were brilliant, led your team to the championship, and opening night, the Warriors said you're 100%, there's no limitations. So what? You've sat out 2 games in 8 games. 2 of the 8 games you've sat out. And what I'm saying, Rob, you go ahead, because I know you want to go off.
Yeah,
and I got a few other thoughts.
This is just, Chris, this is the ridiculous part. And Adam Silver should be ashamed of himself, again showing he's just a pushover for the players, doesn't care about the fans, and he doesn't. He doesn't care about the money that they spend and whether or not they matter. And I'm not going to buy this. Chris, if he has a bad knee, Kawhi, sit out until your knee is better. Don't play at all. Don't play a single game. I'd rather him sit out the next 3 months until his knee is better and he can play basketball again. I'm not buying this. He's resting, saving himself for the playoffs, and it's not fair. It is not fair. And I want a lawyer who's out here listening to us, Chris, right now, to call in. Do fans have a legal, could they have a class action suit against the NBA for consumer fraud? When they sell me, did they tell me this when I bought my season tickets, Chris, for the Clippers? No, I didn't buy any. I'm talking about as a fan.
No.
Did they tell me this? His knee is damaged. He can't play back-to-back. Please let me know so I can decide in good faith whether I want to spend my money on Clipper season tickets. If you're an attorney, I would love to hear from you. And this is the way that they market 877 99 on Fox is the number. This is the way that they market the games. Come see Kawhi against Giannis. That's what they say. They don't say schedule to play. They can't even do that on television. Tell you who's going to be on, Chris, and they not be on. They can't even do that. Whenever they have those big award shows or whatever, or they say schedule to appear. Snoop Dogg, you know why? In case he doesn't show up. You can't do it to people who are buying tickets and spending money. It isn't fair. Stop it. It's the greediest thing I've ever seen. They want their cake and eat it too. We want to sell you tickets and then not play. When people get hurt, I get it. I'm all on board. You got a bad knee, you can't play. Tough luck. That happens in sports. I'm not buying this at all, and I think it's a damn shame what the NBA and now
what
Adam Silver has signed off on.
The NBA needs to enforce it, but don't let Kawhi Leonard the Clippers are in a bad spot too. Kawhi Leonard signed a 2-year deal or 3-year deal, but the last is a player option. So he's got them over a barrel too. They don't want to lose him. And so they're going to go along with it, but he can't escape blame either. You know, I mean, and here's what the league said. The league office, this is a direct quote, in consultation with the NBA's director of sports medicine, is comfortable with team medical staff's determination that Leonard is not sufficiently healthy to play in back-to-back games at this time. That's why I said they're telling you he's damaged goods.
No,
there is no other indication that this guy isn't healthy. When he's out there, he's playing tremendous basketball. And so it is just, it's ridiculous what is going on. And I think personally, Rob, there's some sort of maybe a mental block with Kawhi. He's only played more than 70 games twice in his career. 2 of his 8 years, he's played 70 or more games. I think he feels like if I play more, I may injure myself. There's I don't know what the explanation for this is.
I didn't have a problem last year like you because he's coming off an injury. He had questions about how his care was handled.
If Paul George comes back and they do this, that's fine.
He's coming off a major injury. I get that. But he played, like you say, last year. He played, and I know they didn't play back-to-back. I just wonder if they had to play back-to-back, would he really have sat out a playoff game? I don't believe he would have, but that's just me talking. I just think it's wrong, and fans are always the ones holding the bag. And I just think it's unfair. And if I'm ESPN, Chris, is it ESPN tonight or TV?
Yeah, ESPN.
If I spend all this money, we tripled the NBA fee for TV rights, tripled it. And now here's a marquee game that people can watch, right? And it's not. And do you see the ad that they had for the game? It's just a picture of Giannis. Oh, is that nice?
They need to get the NBA. NBAPA, National Basketball Players Association, needs to get involved too. Because here's the deal. If this continues and maybe gets worse, not just Kawhi, but other players really start doing it, the NBA or the ESPN or whatever other network bids on the NBA regular season games, they're going to take that into consideration.
Why not? I would.
Right. ESPN should be furious right now. They're going to take it into consideration, and they're going to offer the NBA a lesser deal.
And you remember.
And that's going to affect the salary cap, and players are going to make less money. The reason, remember a few years ago when the salary cap jumped? That was because ESPN overpaid for the NBA rights.
They tripled it.
They had to let go of a lot of employees because of it.
Yeah.
So that's why. It's directly related. NBA and your players, do not get it twisted. If fans get sick and tired of this mess, it is going to hurt you in the pocket.
In the long run, it will hurt
you. LeBron James in his 17th year out there playing hard, and Kawhi, 8 games into the year, has to sit out twice? What in the world is going on? Now, there are those, Rob, who will tell you, I don't know this as a fact, but some will tell you that Kawhi let the Clippers know, I'm playing 65 games. And that it's already scheduled out what game's going to miss. Basically, the back-to-backs. And it's not cool. Again, if you're legitimately hurt or even banged up, We're fine with that.
I get that.
I would be fine with LeBron in his 17th season
if anybody,
doing that.
And when LeBron started doing that, do you remember a lot of guys did it? Steph Curry. There were those big Saturday night games on ABC.
Right.
All these guys taking the night off. And you remember?
Yep.
Finally, ESPN balked at it, and the commissioner said, hey, and the only reason he said something, Chris, not because the fans were upset and they spent their money, because the networks said this ain't right. We're paying you millions and millions of dollars, and we got people turn the game on a Saturday night and go, Steph's not playing, LeBron's not playing, I'm watching Golden Girls rerun.
People are,
oh, that was
I
me.
Mean, half the people that were going to watch this game tonight may not watch it. A quarter, 30%, something like that.
Do you have the same feel for
no,
it? You're not interested.
I was hyped. I don't even care. I mean, I'm an NBA fan.
You're
an analyst,
right.
Obviously.
You put your eye on
watch
it.
Watch it, but no, I'm not nearly as excited about this. That's a lot more to say. I'll end it with this, Rob. I get Kawhi Leonard is arguably the best player in the world, but this hurts him because half the best ability they say is availability. If he misses 15 games and the Clippers go 6-9 in those 15 games, that affects your seeding, may affect your ability to get to the finals. How is that helping? When you're healthy, that hurts your case as the best player in the world. And I said this on Colin Cowherd's show today, and I'm going to say it here. If you do this type of load management, then you better win the finals. That's it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The college football rankings. What do you think about Clemson being left out? And what do you think about Michigan not being one of the two Big Ten teams that are in the top four? They're number 14.
And they got the greatest football coach ever next to Newt.
Is
Rob
Biden. Parker right about Jim Harbaugh? Does he need to go 877-99 on Fox? 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Let's start with Mark in Memphis. Mark, you're on with the Odd Couple.
Hey, guys. So I grew up in Indianapolis. I grew up with Captain Comeback Jim Harbaugh
yep.
as my quarterback. So I have fond memories of that. I'm also a diehard Ohio State fan. So he comes in, and I'm with Rob. I think he has not lived up to expectations, but I think he's brought a lot of that flack and controversy on himself, considering he's got such big bravado in everything he does. He talks the talk. He doesn't walk the walk. However, I heard a stat that was like the two coaches before him, Rich Rod and then the other guy,
they only
had like
Brady
one 10-win season between them, and he's already got multiple of those.
He's got
and
three.
Who else are you going to get?
See, that's my point, Mark. I can't sit here and defend
but Mark,
that he's lived up to the contract, but you make a good point. He's got three 10-win seasons.
And Mark,
had one in the previous 10 years.
Mark, here's the problem, though. They're not beating Ohio State. They're not beating Michigan State. And they're not beating their rivals. That's what you have to do. You know that. You can win 10 games. You better beat Michigan State and you better beat Ohio State a couple of times. They didn't beat Trestle at all. I mean,
I'm okay with him losing to Ohio State every single time. But before that, it wasn't even a relevant game. It wasn't even a big-time game, and at least it matters.
Did you see last year? Did you watch that game last year?
It was only big because of the state rivalries, but it wasn't big because of the football. And now, at least, there's a little intrigue. I mean, granted, the Michigan's performances against a few of these teams this year have lessened the game. Believe me, I know.
Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. What about Nick in Maine? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, I completely have to agree with the last caller. I just don't know who we're going to get that's better than Jim Harbaugh.
So no. That's the reason you keep him in place. You just continue not to.
Well, he's also had relative success. Not great success.
But all I'm saying, Nick, relative. When he came to Michigan, that the goal was not that you would look up one day and you would see the college football poll would come out and two Big Ten schools would be there, not Michigan, not once.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree, but with Rich Rodriguez and Brady Hoke, it was just miserable to watch those games and not think anything was ever going to happen.
I agree. I mean, Rob, looking at the rankings, is Georgia, Florida, LSU, any of them considering firing their coach? You know? Any of these teams that are in the top 12, but not, you know, Oregon,
I get all
Utah.
That. All I'm saying is, but they're not paid as handsomely as Jim
Okay,
Harbaugh.
He's overpaid. But it's
Would you admit that?
Because of what he did at San Francisco. He was in the NFL.
Okay.
Successful at the higher level. I agree, because he's what, top five?
No,
and
he hasn't.
They're not a top five program.
He's top three. He's like the third highest paid coach in college football.
Okay, and they're not a top three program.
Everybody who's in the top four, Chris, top four, they all won a national championship except for Jim Harbaugh.
All right, if you want to say he's overpaid, my thing is, as the caller's saying, I just don't think you fire him. Let him coach out his contract, and maybe you go elsewhere after that, depending on what happens. Let's go to Joseph in Indiana. Joseph, you're on with Chris and Rob.
How you guys doing tonight?
What's up, man?
Doing great.
Oh, yeah. I'm the winner from the yesterday's Trust Talking Tuesday. Haven't gotten you my address yet.
All right, well, hang on.
Don't give it on the air.
They'll get your information after we finish talking.
You got a take on Michigan?
Yes. I think, as Colin Cowherd says, Michigan's not that A-plus thing. It's more of an A-minus. He thinks Jim Harbaugh, they never had the Alabama history or the Ohio State history. It's an A-plus, it's an A-minus program.
I agree with what Chris says, but they went to get Harbaugh to change that.
I agree.
Otherwise, I don't disagree with you, Rob. If that's the case, leave Brady Hoke in there.
Brady Joke.
You know, that was his nickname on the radio in Detroit.
They were terrible under Brady
Hoke. Hey, hang on. Joseph, hang on. Please get his information. Mike in Iowa.
What's happening, Mike?
Hey, on the Jim Harbaugh thing, I'm also an Ohio State fan.
You're an Ohio State fan in Iowa?
Wow. Yeah. So there's a very large group of us that hopes that he signs that lifetime contract as soon as possible.
Mike, wait a minute.
He's being funny.
I don't say they're better than Iowa.
Hey, Mike,
you know what I'm talking about, right? Has he not been a disappointment for – he hasn't even given you guys competition.
To me, though, it's not even – I'm like a nerd. So, to me, it's not even just the wins and losses and the fact that that rivalry really isn't a rivalry anymore. But every year he's been there, he's started a transfer quarterback. He's never recruited somebody and used his own guys.
Right.
So his guys aren't in there yet thing doesn't matter. He doesn't use them.
I know that's a big problem, especially for a guy, like I said, who's had the history with quarterbacks and getting guys right. Some of the best quarterbacks he's had.
Yep. And his history, Rob, his reputation was, you know, he rubs people the wrong way.
After a while, that was a problem, especially
in San Francisco, where he was wildly successful. And, you know, is that happening at Michigan? Certainly not happening with the people that pay him. But, yeah, it's interesting. I don't disagree with a lot of what you said. I'm just saying I don't fire him. I let him coach out his 2 years, you know, unless something – ridiculous happens.
Like they get embarrassed or something.
Like a five-win season or something like that.
So they get embarrassed and then have a bad year next year. You might say, you know what? This just ain't working.
Right. Harbaugh actually made a proposal, too. Maybe he should be spending more time writing up
What do you think about that?
Talk about he wanted 11 teams in the playoff,
and it's like
they still wouldn't be in.
And somebody should ask that question. Right, did you think about making it 14 since you're ranked 14? And then he probably would be mad if I asked that question at a press.
You know,
I would have asked it at a press conference, and then they would have been ripping me on the radio and TV locally.
No, but he, I actually think it's a good idea. I do think they need to expand. I mean, we don't have to get deep into this, but they need to expand it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
LeBron James, Rob, he told you and everybody else that the throne has been played with long enough.
Yes, sir.
Did he tweet something like that?
Yes.
He said he was coming with heat.
Juice.
Was it juice?
It was juice and heat.
Yay.
Juice and heat.
That's even stronger.
That means you're in trouble if you got juice and heat coming at the same time.
So last night, he puts up 30 points. 11 dimes, 10 rebounds.
Look at Chris, he's just wallowing in it. He loves every minute of it.
Look, I picked the Lakers to win the championship, and look, the Clippers are going to be tough. I'm not in any way thinking it's going to be easy for the Lakers, but the Lakers look very good, led by LeBron James.
Charlie.
He dropped his third straight triple-double. The first person to do that, first Laker to do that, since Magic Johnson. What was the year, Rob G? 84? But Magic,
it was 32 years ago.
32 years ago, so 87. And LeBron's been balling, and so have the Lakers. They've won six straight. They're number one in the first installment of the Broussard Top 10 Power Rankings, in case you didn't see those, Rob.
I know. I saw
all
him
over
on
social media.
I saw him on Instagram on my IG.
Okay.
On the gram.
Yeah. So
very nice. They're not as good as my power rankings for the NFL,
where the Packers are locked.
No, but I
Packers
got it.
Packers could lose three straight and it'd number be locked one. At number one. But anyway, LeBron's balling, and he tweeted out. He kind of played with the haters. I don't know who he could be talking
what would,
about.
Would
but,
that
but
be directed
these haters
at?
Are
Rob Parker,
and he retweeted the Lakers' favorable tweet about him and then put hashtag washed king.
That's
meaning, you know, washed up king. Because a lot of people said he's washed up. I said he didn't look great on opening night. I just threw it out there. Is it age? I said if it's age, the Lakers are in trouble. But a lot of people may have gone further and said, look, he's old. He's not what he used to be, and he's trying to show you that he is. So what do you have to say for yourself?
I think
being called out by the washed king.
This is sound the alarm for all Laker fans. You will rue the day that LeBron is exerting himself in the first 2 weeks of the season. Why, LeBron? What are you doing? This is year 17.
Wow.
It will come back to bite the Lakers when LeBron is hobbled and tired and sick and old and all the other things I could throw in there in year 17. What are you trying to prove now? It's about the playoffs. The Lakers are going to make the playoffs, right? We all know that. I know the Lakers haven't made the playoffs in 6 years, but we know they're going to make the playoffs. I'm not telling them he shouldn't play hard or shouldn't play.
Well, what are
but
you
he's
telling
going,
me?
He's going over the top.
I will
what
not,
are you trying to prove?
I will
what
not.
What are you trying to prove, LeBron James?
I will
James?
Not let you sit here and speak out of both sides
I'm
of your
not.
Mouth. First hour of the show, you ripped Kawhi Leonard. And anybody else who is thinking about sitting out games for load management. And now you're going to complain about LeBron James picking up his lunch pail, putting on his steel toe boots and his Dickies and taking it to the streets. A meaningless game against the woeful Chicago Bulls. And he goes out there and gives it his all, and you are going to chastise him for it?
Yes.
How dare you?
In the 17th year of an NBA career, LeBron doesn't need to do this. This is self-gratification. This ain't about winning or beating the Bulls. This is about LeBron James. That's why he put that hashtag. That's why there's so many people out there who can't stand LeBron. Did he have to add the hashtag and let every people know? People were talking bad about me. I'm the washed up king. All that kind of nonsense. LeBron, just play. You don't need to do all this extra stuff. When do you need to be ready? Come playoff time. I don't want to hear that you're hobbled. I don't want to hear any of that stuff, Chris, that, oh, year 17, LeBron looks a little tired. LeBron hurt himself going crazy, putting up meaningless all these meaningless points and stats, filling a stat sheet. We're in November, for God's sake.
What did he
this
do?
This is November.
So, I'm trying to get this straight, though.
You're supposed to build to a crescendo. What are you supposed
should
to build?
So you'd be happy if he went out there and scored 13 points? Is that what you want? I mean,
If you start with 13 and you end when the playoffs end at 27 and he's doing what he's supposed to and he's rested and he feels good and he hasn't overexerted himself and he's ready for
what
the playoff push.
What makes you think he's overexerting himself? You killed him last year when he didn't exert any effort on defense, and now you want to kill him because he's actually getting down in a defensive stance, smacking the floor, and saying, bring it! What do you want, Rob Parker? You just want to be a contrarian.
I'm not a contrarian. I'm a Capricorn. I was born in January.
Contrarian. Give me the music.
What are you doing standing up?
This is what happens when people label you the hippo. You think that every show you got to throw some shade. And you don't have a problem with LeBron James. You just want to hate on somebody.
People were talking bad about me. I'm the washed-up king.
I mean, my goodness. What is it? You don't like Kawhi sitting and resting for the playoffs? You don't like LeBron giving his all to prepare himself for the playoffs? What do you want, Rob Parker?
I want you to be controlled. I want you to understand that there's a big picture. And you know what? I might not like what Kawhi's doing, but ultimately, if it works out to where he gets another championship because he rested 22 games a year ago, he's going to be the winner and not LeBron. LeBron is his 17th season in the NBA. Don't waste your energy on meaningless games in November against the lowly Chicago Bulls. It's not worth it. I'm choking.
Because you know you're just shooting a pile of it. That's why you're choking on that pile of it. You know that. You don't even believe the words coming out of your mouth.
I believe everything I say.
What? Rob, answer me this.
I'm answering you.
Riddle me this.
Batman.
What do you want him to do? Like I said, you would have been happy if he went out there and has a line of 13-6-5 in a loss?
No, do they win?
And then floats around on defense getting lost.
No, I don't want
his
that.
Man, getting dunked on. That would make you happy because we could say, well, he's coasting. It's November. He's not playing hard.
I don't want LeBron to have this excuse later on that he overexerted himself, played too many minutes, filled too many stat sheets.
Has he given you any indication this is what I'm saying. Going to use that as an excuse?
I'm just saying, this will be it. Everybody will go like, what happened? LeBron earlier in the season was unbelievable, and now he doesn't have the same impact. He had great numbers last year. You know what he didn't have, Chris? He didn't have an impact when it mattered.
He's having an impact right now.
All right, so all I'm saying is remember that.
And you killed him for not having an impact. You killed him because when he said playoff, LeBron had showed up. You killed him.
Well, because
he couldn't beat Memphis and Atlanta and all these
and
other junk squads that beat him. But now they're winning games and you got a problem. I think LeBron James can't win for losing with you.
That's not true. I don't have an issue with LeBron James. He's a great player. He fills the stat sheet better than anybody I've ever seen. He's a hell of a player. I just think he's misguided. He wants people to feel like, oh, they talk bad about me. This is my revenge tour. I'm going to show them.
He letting you
I
know.
I can still play.
He letting you know.
He still ain't the best player. Kawhi Leonard is better than him, and we saw that.
I'll take
Kawhi Leonard right here, right now, over LeBron James, even with his load management.
I'm not going to rip Kawhi's game because Kawhi can ball.
He plays both ends of the floor, and he's a big-time shot maker. He makes shots. He's not afraid to take free throws. He's not passing the ball to teammates because he doesn't want to have to stand up at the line and make the big shots when they matter. You know I'm right.
No, I don't know you're right.
Yes, you do.
He makes the right pass. George Hill was wide open for a layup.
And he missed one or two free throws, and they lost the game. George Hill. I would have rather had Benny Hill at the line rather than George Hill.
See what I mean? They know what I mean now. You gonna hate. He scored 51 points in a finals game against a juggernaut.
And go ahead and Google Benny Hill if you don't know who he is, because nobody knows who Benny Hill is.
I know who Benny Hill is.
Alex, do you know who Benny Hill is?
I have no idea.
Rob G, do you know who Benny Hill is?
They don't know.
Rob, I'm looking at him now.
See, that's unbelievable.
You might as well have said Charlie Chan.
What? No, Elijah. No? He knew Elijah. Will? No. No idea.
Will, no.
You know,
Will,
for guys who dress very fashionably and wear a lot of Jordans, you sure date the hell out of yourselves on this show. I've never seen more guys who say that, you know, I'm hip, I'm young at heart, but let me talk about Betty Hill.
No, the Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls.
Quiet.
But no, Rob, seriously.
Green Acres.
No. So LeBron can get 27-8-8 in his sleep. In his sleep. I mean, who says he overexerted himself just because he dropped a triple dub against the lowly Chicago Bulls?
All I'm telling you is later on when the season comes, I just want you to remember this. Alex, I want you to mark this down because this will be the one we'll go back to. And you'll say, Rob was so right.
What?
LeBron looks worn out. He looks beleaguered.
But
he
that
looks,
won't be because
it'll be because he overdid it trying to prove some point.
If he gets old, he gets old.
What point are you trying to prove
what
in November?
What is he trying to prove? I'm saying, who said he's trying to prove something?
Because all of a sudden he needs to get triple doubles. He could have been doing this his whole career.
He ain't trying to do it now? The regular season.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, just like Michael Jordan respected the regular season. We were talking about it earlier. Michael Jordan played 82 games his last year.
He was
40 years old.
I know.
Jordan played 82 games 9 years of his 15-year career. Nine.
Incredible.
And one of those years, he was hurt, only played 17 games. So really nine in 14 years.
No, that's incredible.
And in fact, another year, remember he came back from baseball. So you really talk about 9 years out of 13 years. He played 82 games. He respected the regular season.
And he also respected fans, did he not?
Yes.
He always talked about that.
Yes. And LeBron James is respecting the regular season. That's it. I am not going to kill him for respecting the regular season.
In year 17, I think it's a big, he's taking a chance. Go ahead, do your thing. Fill a stat sheet. Poke your chest out.
So when he does low management, you're not going to criticize him.
Yeah, I'm going to criticize him.
Why?
Because I criticize Kawhi for low management.
Yeah, but you're saying he's – I don't get it.
I'm not saying that he has to, like, not play.
Should he get out there and lollygag? You know what pro athletes say? If you get out there and you don't go 100%, that's when you really can get hurt. You're all over the map. You're all over the freaking map, Rob Parker.
I'm in Africa. I know where I am.
Goodness.